HQN Books and Harper Audio present The Dachshund Wears Prada by Stephanie London. Performed by Jennifer Jill Araya. To all the dogs who've held a special place in my heart, Jasmine, Cece, Zorro, Lady, Maggie, and Harry. 1. Theo Garrison had never felt so uncomfortable in a suit in all his life, which was saying something given an ex-girlfriend had once asked him if he exited the womb wearing a three-piece. But today, it felt like his signature outfit was suffocating him, despite being tailored to his exact measurements. He reached up to his shirt collar and hooked his finger over the edge, tugging in a desperate attempt to find relief. But none came. Maybe it wasn't the suit at all. Maybe it was being surrounded by 200 people. Too many people for such an event. Theo avoided large gatherings where possible. But not today. Today, he was here to honor his grandmother. And she never did anything without a crowd. Not even dying. He tugged at his collar again. The sun beat down relentlessly, and agitation prickled along his skin as the priest talked about his grandmother's life. The weight of curious eyes made him antsy. He hated being watched, hated that people looked at him as they might a reptile in an enclosure, tapping on the glass to see how he'd react. Thankfully, Etna Francois Garrison had been commanding most of the attention today, which Theo was sure had been her goal. Otherwise, why choose to be buried in a Valentino ball gown? The casket, now closed after a viewing period earlier that morning, was pure white, lined with pale pink silk and studded with glinting stones that Theo was pretty sure were real diamonds. Frankly, as executor of his grandmother's estate, he'd barely even looked at the list of requests when it had come time to sign off. Whatever his grandmother wanted, she would have. No request too outrageous. It was the last time he'd ever get to say yes to her. The last time he'd ever get to show her how important she was to him. After all, when his parents had died, leaving him orphaned at the tender age of 10, she'd taken him in. She'd been his mother, father, grandparent, confidant, his whole family. Only she could have filled so many roles, with personality left over for more. Theo swallowed. A lump was firmly lodged in the back of his throat, and a yawning sense of loss roared like an open cavity in his chest. But he stood tall, with shoulders back and squared, and eyes drilling a line straight ahead.
"If the family could please come forward to pay a final tribute," the priest said, gesturing to Theo.
The family. It was a word that belonged to a group. But he was the only person who stepped forward. This was it. The entire Garrison family reduced to a single person. A Manhattan legacy hanging by a thread. Theo walked toward the priest, who stood next to a small portable table. It was piled with roses. Not red, because his grandmother hated a cliche. Not white or yellow, because those seemed too sad. But a hot pink, so bright they seemed artificial. Theo took one, noting how the thorns had been carefully removed. His thumb skated over a spot of raw green where the sharp edge had been sliced off.
"Goodbye, Graham,"
he said, as he tossed it into the open space where the casket had been lowered into the ground. The rose landed softly on the shuttered white lid.
"Say hi to everyone for me."
He reached for another rose and then another, tossing one in for each of the people who should have been by his side. His mother, father, and grandfather, all taken too soon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?